Hello, everybody. Tyson Wynn at WelchOK.com, and I'm still down at the Welch Grocery Store, which is, if you've been following us tonight, you know, burned. And about 8:30, I think, was the original call, approximately. And so I'm here with Fire Chief Brandon Webster, and we're going to give him a chance to tell us what he knows about what happened. We realize there are a lot of questions that we don't have answers for, and I'm going to assume that the fire marshal will be in. But Brandon, tell us a little bit about what happened here tonight and all the response you had from neighboring departments as well as the community.
Tyson and everybody out there, it looks like right now where the fire originated was back in the kitchen portion, which is going to be along the east wall and in central most part of the building, is the way it appears. And yes, the fire marshal will be in to determine cause and origin and all that stuff for us, being the amount of loss that is here. And for everybody that's out there listening that did bring us water and Gatorade and everything else, food, we do appreciate you greatly. You've helped us get through the night. Red Cross is on scene. They're providing stuff for us as well. We greatly appreciate also the responding departments that assisted us. Somebody told me here just a few minutes ago that they'd counted 16 different departments from Kansas. We had departments, Hackberry Township, Chautauqua, Oswego Fire, Labette was here, along with an ambulance. We had Mima Fire, Vanita Fire, Bernice, Ketchum, Centralia, Blue Jacket. If I've forgotten any, Quapaw EMS. If I've forgotten anybody else, I sincerely apologize. Just running short on brain cells at this point. But we appreciate everybody that's helped us out this evening. We couldn't have done it without the support. The fire marshal will be in. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Vanita Fire Chief, Kevin Wofford, who I turned over incident command to. That way we kind of have an outsider's point of view, and he can kind of contain thoughts from all the chiefs and the line officers from the departments that were here. As of right now, we're just doing some cleanup, trying to catch hot spots before they rekindle, and that's about it for right now.
All right, well, it's been a long night for your department as well as the departments around here, and I think you've got you're going to keep a crew here all night long looking at stuff till morning. So we'll
maintain both engines and two tankers here, along with the personnel of, it's looking like right now, at least 6, possibly upwards of 10 of our 18-man department that are going to stay. So,
all right. Well, thank you all for your work tonight, and we appreciate you all. And thanks for the information. Thanks. All right, folks, that's going to be it for now. From Tyson Wynn, WelchOK.com, we appreciate you following everything tonight, and keep your firefighters in your thoughts and prayers as they're here overnight tonight. That'll wrap it up tonight. We'll try to do some updates tomorrow, but for now, that's going to be it from the Welch Grocery Store. And this fire today started August 1st, 2012, wrapped up here on the 2nd, actually, now. As I record this, it's about 2:37, so that'll be it now from WelchOK.com.